And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I'm talking about this show is down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden. We got parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. By the way, I have to go ahead and acknowledge Boomer did point out right before the show started that my coach was fired. Thanks, Boomer.
I did point that out for you.
Yeah, my family, we're Auburn fans. Somehow or another, Boomer got in the studio. He's a Bama fan. So
I snuck in here.
All I'm saying is go Vols. Good old Rocky Top. No, anyway. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting time down in the Plains. But, you know, Auburn's got a legacy program, and they've been a mainstay in the SEC. They got to do what they got to do. I just hope they do it right, you know, and I don't know if anybody understood what to expect from Harsin. I mean, Boise State's a real team. It's an interesting program. It's not the SEC. So they need somebody who has the capability of navigating the SEC, for that matter. But what? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. But, you know, that you got Cadillac as your interim coach. So, I mean.
Gadsden fella.
Yeah, Gadsden fella.
That's right. You remember when he and Brody Croyle were both graduating? They were the top two recruited.
Top two.
Like two of the top two recruited players in the entire nation. And they both came from Gadsden, Alabama at the same time.
It's nuts. I remember that whole time and how every game around here was just packed. People all over just coming to watch.
So Brody, you graduated when around Brody's time?
Brody was a couple years ahead of me.
Ahead of you. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Because I remember the night, too, that he's going in his senior year and he has that injury, that knee injury. Was it a knee?
Mm-hmm. Knee injury.
Against Glencoe.
Against Glencoe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, that was nuts. Big doings.
Yeah.
But then next thing you know, there's Brody Croyle, who I've been watching play football since on the varsity team since seventh grade.
Yeah.
And he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I'm like, what is happening?
It's nuts.
Yeah, it is. But all right, so Auburn's got to have a new coach. Next subject. Next. Anyway, all right. Number one of the Triple Dipper, pandemic amnesty. Boy, do I have some thoughts on this. So here's the deal. I'll get into the actual article itself in a minute, but a lady by the name of Emily Oster, who is apparently a professor at Brown University, she wrote a piece for The Atlantic. And The Atlantic, you know, if you're not tracking, The Atlantic is not known for its conservative bent, if you know what I'm saying. It's like writing something for the Daily Beast, you know. It's just you know, like being an MSNBC talk show host. But anyway, she wrote a piece called Let's Declare a Pandemic Amnesty. Well, here's the bottom line. Conservative America has gone out basically and said, what? You want what? Conservative amnesty? Maybe the wrong choice of words. So here's my take on this, and I'm going to expand on it with some other articles and then bring my friend Stephanie Smith on here a little bit to kind of talk about it. But picture this. This is a situation where what she's writing is basically saying, can we all just please forget the last few years happened and just move on? And the answer to that is no. How about freaking no? Like, no, we're not going to forget. You know why? Because it is possible to forgive and still hold someone accountable. Forgiveness does not absolve someone of guilt. Forgiveness basically unburdens the person who's doing the forgiving. But forgiveness does not absolve the other person. Amnesty does. Amnesty is when you wipe it away like it never happened. Amnesty is what they talk about with illegal aliens. Just let them all be citizens. Just forget they came over here illegally. No. Pandemic amnesty? Listen, Charlene sent me a tweet string this morning. This is my wife, man. I'm telling you. Not only is she good looking, but she covers down on the topic sometimes better than I do. I know that for a fact. But she sent me a tweet string this morning. And it's by a guy, what's his name? Matthew J. Peterson. And so I read it and I thought, well, that says it pretty well. So I'm going to read this to you. Matthew J. Peterson on social media this morning on Twitter. He says, hey, sorry you lost your job because of the vax that doesn't work. and your grandmother died alone, and you couldn't have a funeral, and your brother's business was needlessly destroyed, and your kids have weird heart problems. But let's just admit that we were all wrong and call a truce. It's too bad we shut down the entire economy and took on tyrannical powers that have never been used before in this country. Looking back, you should have been able to go to church and use public parks while we let people riot in the streets, but it was a confusing time for everyone. Hey, I'm sorry we scared the heck out of you and lied for several years and persecuted and censored anyone who disagreed, but there was an election going on, and we really wanted to beat Donald Trump, so it was important to, you know, radically politicize the science, even if it destroyed your children's lives. Okay, yes, but we said unvaccinated people should die and not get health care while never questioning Big Pharma once, but we are compassionate people, which is why even though we shut down the entire economy, we also bankrupted the nation and caused inflation. You're welcome. Let's be friends. I'm telling you, folks, that's about as succinct as it gets. But it is possible. It is, and let me backstop this first by saying, from the day this show started, in July of 2021, I have said, and I'll say it again right now, when people in elected office make decisions, they should always err on the side of freedom. Always. Always err on the side of freedom. If you have a question about whether you should or should not do it, stop and think, what does this do to freedom? If you have a position that you're about to take, if you have a regulatory policy you're about to make, if you have the ability to influence someone's lives, stop and think first before you even do it. Elected officials at every level, every dog catcher, every school board member, every mayor, town council, every state senator and state representative, every governor, every president, every congressman, every senator, stop and think first, what does this do to freedom? Well, there was a whole lot of not doing that over the last few years. I've said on this show multiple times. I mean, first of all, the vaccines have been proven to be worthless for the most part. Well, I've been vaccinated and boosted 17 times. Praise God that I got COVID after I was boosted 17 times. What the heck? But nonetheless, here's the deal. Forgiveness does not mean no accountability. It is possible. And she said it in her article, Emily Oster, when she wrote this thing and started this firestorm about pandemic amnesty. She said, you know, we need to recognize that we didn't know. That's the thing. She's going on about, but we were making decisions, but, you know, we didn't know. Well, it is possible to not know and yet not be rude. It is possible to not know and yet not be vindictive. It is possible to not know and yet still not be threatening. It is possible to not know and yet not be retaliatory. It is possible to not know and not get into censorship. It's possible to not know and not be destructive. It's possible to not know and not be violating people's civil liberties and constitutional rights. You cannot know everything about COVID and not destroy people's lives because of what you don't know. And were there some good decisions made somewhere along the way? Sure. Do I look back and believe that 14 days to flatten the curve might have made sense? Sure, if it had been 14 days. 14 days to flatten the curve times 52, times 75, times 127. Where does it stop? You have still to this day got teachers union officials still to this day not wanting to come back to school this fall, abusing the right. Elections that are called into question because of decisions people made during that jackleg time in which everything goes because COVID. It is possible for us to forgive, absolutely. And even though I know Kay Ivey personally, I could still be frustrated with the level of reactivity or lack of activity that we saw from her office. I can still like Kay Ivey as a person and question those policies. I can still like some of the members of the state Senate and the House who I, you know, served with, who were still there, who dithered while decisions were being made by the governor and just leaving them out of the cold, and they never said a word about it. I can still, you know, love someone and yet forgive them, but also ask for them to be held accountable, because if we don't have accountability, we never know how to react the next time. Well, let me stop, brother. That was a whole. Listen, just paint that as monologue number two. That was that. By the way, that was extemporaneous. That was totally off the cuff. But I didn't even get into my articles. I got a caller on the line, Boomer. Well, let me just go there before I just wear out this microphone. Line, is that Lee? Lee from Huntsville. How are you doing?
Doing good. Enjoying my s'mores.
Well, good. What's on your mind?
My bacon s'mores.
Yeah, making those s'mores, bacon s'mores, man. I'm still hyped for that idea.
Should have had it at the wedding.
We should have.
And also, I would sing the fight song of all five teams that have beat Auburn, but I just can't go on that long. You know.
Okay.
We'll let it pass.
Keep in mind, I control the microphone on this show, and you may be limiting your capabilities.
Okay. Well, I'll move on. RTR. I am a grad. So I have to say this because this has personally affected me with COVID.
Yeah.
With family members. It's strained the fabric of our relationship. With close family members, it's nearly ripped my family apart. And this is because of the fear.
Yeah.
And this whole entire pandemic was based on fear and how you can frighten everyone into doing what they want you to do, even when they have no idea. Just like calling it the pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Yes.
Literally making a group of people the bad guys. Telling us we're granny killers. Me having to disclose medical information to my workplace who does not deserve to have it because they don't need to know things. But making me feel as if, you know, having people tell us, you know, well, you're endangering your children. All of this without them actually knowing that any of that is really true.
No, you're so right.
It's caused the word science to change in its meaning forever. It's caused me to doubt physicians and scientists, and that's sad. That's tragic. It's caused people, you know, divisions in my church where people are saying, let's just all wear masks and we'll just stay wearing them permanently. I had people tell me that. And I said, why in the world did you even say that? And they said, well, it's just a little loss of freedom. And I said, excuse me, any loss of freedom is a big loss.
Yeah.
Any loss of freedom.
Wow.
And so what we have to understand here is we cannot lose freedom, period, ever. And Kay Ivey needs to understand that her reaction wasn't awesome. We need a Carrie Lake here.
I don't argue that. Well, Lee, as always, I mean, when you call in, I usually know I can sit back and just drink my coffee while you talk because you're spot on, and all that and bacon s'mores too. Even though you're not an Auburn fan, but it's okay.
Sorry.
All right, I got another caller to grab. Lee, you have a great day. Thanks so much. All right, line two, is that Robert? Yeah, Robert from Athens. Hey, Robert, Phil Williams. I got about a minute. What you got?
Well, I wanted to agree with you. It's not what they did. It was how they went about it. There was a malicious kind of tyranny that came out.
Yeah.
That simply is not forgivable. I mean, there's a big difference between baptizing somebody and holding them under.
That's exactly right. This was an involuntary extended baptism with someone holding the throat while you're down there. Yeah, that's exactly the way it felt. Well, Robert, hey, man, I appreciate you, and we got to go to a break, but thanks for calling. All right, Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We will head in, do that, come right back, and then top of the hour, my friend Stephanie Smith, who usually has some amazing commentaries, she'll be on with us at 3 o'clock. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.